Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Thursday, December 14th, 2023. I'm Tom Merritt. Intel announced details for its new line of laptop Core Ultra processors, part of its Meteor Lake lineup. These are the first made by TSMC for Intel and the first on Intel's Intel 4 process. The Core Ultra 7165H got the most attention. It promises up to 11% improvement in multi-threading performance against AMD, Qualcomm, and Apple's latest chips, although benchmarks ahead of its release indicate slightly reduced single-core performance. The integrated Arc GPU showed significant improvements, and Intel also promises improved power efficiency. But Intel focused on its first neural processing unit, which can handle things like background blur, eye tracking, and picture framing. Most of the Meteor Lake chips are now launched, with the exception of the top of the line, including the Core Ultra 7185H. MSI, Asus, Acer, and Lenovo all have announced laptops with the new chips. Threads launched in the European Union, adding 448 million people to its potential market. More than 100 countries can now access Instagram's Twitter-like service. EU users will not need to sign up for Instagram in order to use Threads, though they can use an Instagram account for Threads if they wish. Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg also posted that Threads is testing its first ActivityPub integration, which lets you follow some Threads accounts on federated services like Mastodon. So far, the integration is limited and one way. Secure mail service Proton has released a desktop app that gives you access to Proton Mail and Proton Calendar without having to use your browser or the Proton Mail Bridge. Now, it's still cloud-based at launch, but it will eventually offer offline access. The beta app is available for Windows and Mac OS if you subscribe to Proton's paid Visionary tier. That tier is a legacy offering, but it will be reopened for new users on January 3rd. Proton expects to make the desktop app available to all users sometime in early 2024. Google's long-coming plan to turn off third-party cookies in Chrome will begin January 4th. For 1% of Chrome users. The tracking protection feature, as it's called, will then slowly roll out to all Chrome users by the second half of the year. Google says that may be delayed, though, if it faces regulatory concerns. Chrome will notify you when you get the feature. Three hackers in Poland from a group called Dragon Sector have helped Lower Silesian Railway get four of its trains rolling again after their software was locked by the manufacturer. Newegg's software for its impulse trains locks them down if it detects they've spent too many days in an unauthorized maintenance center or if certain components are replaced without manufacturer-approved serial numbers. The railway had used what it considered a reputable independent company called SPS to conduct some mandatory maintenance before the trains suffered the software lock. The manufacturer denies that it locked the trains on purpose and has demanded they be removed from service as they are now unsafe after being hacked. The company is also threatening to sue the hackers. In the latest back and forth over Beeper Mini's interoperation with Apple Messages, Beeper says Apple is now actively blocking around 5% of Beeper Mini users. Those users can restore their service, though, by uninstalling and reinstalling the app. If you missed this story, Beeper is offering a service that directly connects end-to-end encrypted messaging service from an Android phone to Apple's otherwise iOS-only messaging. Dropbox once again ran into the dangers of turning on a setting by default. Dropbox has been testing an alpha feature that lets you use OpenAI to search your files. It's similar to what Google does with Google Workspace and Google Drive. However, they turned on the setting that allows the feature to work by default for organizations who opted into the test, and that caused a little panic. Just to be clear, no data is shared with OpenAI if you don't use the AI search function called Dash. You can turn the setting off, of course, and even if you use the setting, OpenAI says it doesn't use your data for training its models, it's only using it to process your search query. Also, the setting is only there for people participating in Dropbox's Dash Alpha, so not even all users have it. Pope Francis called for a binding international treaty to regulate the development of artificial intelligence, warning that it could lead to a technological dictatorship if left unchecked. He spoke about the issue in his annual message for the World Day of Peace. And finally, Twitch changed its policy on prohibited content to allow for some nudity if a stream has a content classification label. This is something a lot of artists were asking for, among others. The rules do not allow for all kinds of nudity, and streams with warning labels will not be recommended to users. The new rules also do not apply to games, which have a separate policy about what's allowed there and what isn't. Also, just so you know, pornography still entirely prohibited in all cases on Twitch. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. If you enjoy the show, tell a friend. Don't keep it to yourself. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.